Welcome to Digital Java Jive, a T360 podcast, enabling intelligent change in real estate. For more information, please visit t3marquee.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the fifth episode of Digital Java Jive, a tech and marketing buzz for real estate. I'm here with Derek Taylor and Andrew Reel on the T360 technology team. Derek, enlighten me. What are you drinking today? How are you being caffeinated today?
So I'm going for the shameless plug. I am drinking the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Limited Edition Ultimate.
Wow, Coca-Cola. That sounds fancy.
Right? Yeah. In a tiny can.
In a tiny can, yeah.
So cheers. Pint size.
That's right. Very nice. Well, I'm going to do a shameless plug here. I'm rocking some endurance fuel from Tailwind, which is a Colorado-based company. Michael and I just did almost 200 miles up the Colorado Trail, and this stuff helps me with cramps. It's got some caffeine. It's lightly sweetened. It's pretty awesome, to be honest with you. So I've got that in here. So not traditional Java, but both of us are – rocking some promos there.
Yeah, I could use that in 109 degree weather down here.
Yeah. So we have some fun slides for the audience today. We're going to talk about how not all brokerages are created equal. And we're going to go into our new brokerage technology profile. There are 10 things that we analyze or map out for brokerages when we first meet them and they hire us to do a technology audit. We also have some really cool data and a visual to show you about 13 brokerages that are part of our T3 Marquee first group that we launched a couple months ago. And the group is going awesome. These are innovative brokerages that get together and share ideas, crowdsource, but then we also take them through these discovery processes, which we're going to show you today, and how it tells a story and how every brokerage is different. So if you want to pull up the slides, Derek, Andrew, let's talk a little bit about how not all brokerages are created equal. You came from a very marketing coordination centric organization in Dixon Realty, fantastic firm in the Reno, Tahoe markets. And since you joined T360 now, what are some of the findings that you've seen working with different brokerages or lack thereof of findings, yeah, if you will?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had the luxury of coming from a brokerage that understood who they were culturally and what type of services they wanted to provide to their agents and to their clients. And knowing who you are as a company really drives the technology purchases. So, you know, what I've learned since joining T360 is that a lot of companies have no idea who they are. And they fall victim to a slick sales pitch or a recommendation from a friend of theirs at another company, but that other company might have a different culture, a different service level. And so what works really well at one company, from a technology perspective, could fail miserably at another brokerage if it's not the exact same service level and the exact same culture. So I've really learned that there's a wide range of cultures, service levels, types of companies, and that many of the companies that we come in contact with have no idea who they are. And so then if you don't know who you are, how do you know what technology is going to work in your firm?
Right. And Derek, you mentioned leading into this that if you had a dollar for every time you heard the term full service, you'd probably be pretty rich. Like, we're a full service brokerage. Like, that doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore because everybody says they're a full service brokerage when in reality, that might not be the case. But from your perspective, on the integration, adoption, the ability to innovate and the appetite to innovate, there's a lot of technical things that go into the brokerage technology profile too. And I think you're seeing that we're seeing all different kinds of appetites there. Some brokers that want to, you know, roll up their sleeves and do it themselves. Some brokers that rely heavily on the vendors that they use in their tech stack to service and support their business. But from the technology profile, you're seeing all sorts of different angles on this, aren't you?
Yeah, for me, it's really interesting because the the different kinds of service models, the service that they provide to their agents or clients. So they're as varied as the stars in the sky. You've got brokerages that are very marketing driven, where they handcraft the marketing for their agents at a very detailed level. And that means there's a lot of manual labor, and the efficiencies through technology are driven in the delivery methods of those kinds of things, where other brokerages will maybe develop some very beautiful, say, marketing templates, and those templates will be used by the agents overall, but it's less of like a hands-on personalized custom approach. And both of them produce wonderful results at different levels. What I think it really comes down to is that real estate is a hyper-local business, and that the reason these things are so varied is because the needs of the people in the community that they serve are different. And so we have to drive technology to meet the needs of the community, as well as the needs of the agents, as well as the capabilities of the brokerage, because not all brokers have a very technical person on staff that can handle, you know, some of the deeper, tighter integrations that are needed too. So that's why I think we see a lot of times when people are getting into prop tech, they feel like they've solved everyone's problem, and they realize they only solved one problem, and that's their own perspective, right?
Yeah. And sometimes you solve a problem, and then you tick off the other 3/4 of the people that you're trying to also appeal to. We've seen that before too.
Yes, sir.
Let's dive into three of these. We've got three slides, and we'll kind of expand upon these. We won't go into all 10. But the next slide talks about, I think we've got agent service level, and going back to the, we're full service. Does the firm provide a high degree of like curated technology and marketing services? And this now is starting to take on a whole different shape. I've seen projects where I've gone in and they forgot that they were full service, and they started to buy a bunch of technology, and then they lost sight of their North Star, that they were actually a high service level company. We've also seen companies that are doing so many things manually. We just audited a firm where we documented 85 things that they did, from a listing to contract workflow, and yet almost all of it was done manually. So yes, they're high service level, but they're doing it very inefficiently by throwing resources and manual resources at it. So this is one of the profiles that are continuums that we actually dive into, and this helps tell a story. If we go to the next one, I think we're going into lead generation, and sometimes the company's very involved with lead generation at the brokerage level, and other times they kind of hand it off to the agents or provide tools that the agents can generate their own leads. And there's kind of all different spectrums in between. Some have great e-teams, some have no e-teams. And so we use this to identify who you are, how that fits in. And then lastly, we go into one of the team orientations is the third slide here, team disposition. Are you more team friendly? Do you offer more coordinated services or plans for teams, or are you more individual? We want to take care of the individual agent, and then it's nice if we have teams. That plays into what technologies you buy. And so these three are just three of the 10 examples that we look at. And I guess the moral of the story here for you, asking you, Andrew, is like, how does this play into technology purchases for the brokerages? And, you know, telling the story that not all brokerages are created equal.
Yeah. Well, you know, at my old firm, we were the agent service level was very high. You know, even to the point where we had on staff marketing coordinators that agents could tap into to get the work done for them. So the agent population doesn't even need to get involved with learning the technology. They're just hiring, you know, a la carte, someone who's an employee of the firm, and that employee of the firm is getting it all done, that coordinator. So it's kind of like, you know, we're in the era of, we've used the term before, the rise of the coordinator, right? Is it a listing coordinator? Is it a transaction coordinator? Is it a marketing coordinator? You know, and even going through this process, specifically related to team disposition, the historical framework of the company might be leaning more towards an individual, but that company may have a desire to be more attractive to teams for recruiting purposes. And so, you know, knowing that information, going through this process and discovering that will help to make recommendations on technology that works well with teams, or you know, maybe a completely separate set of tech for the teams.
Now let's show you this in action. We've got the next slide is personally, or there's no personally identifiable information in here, but we actually mapped out 13 brokerages from our first T3 Marquee group. And a lot of these firms on the surface would seem to be very friendly with each other, very traditional brokerages, high agent service level. That did come out in the survey, where there's eight of them in the bubble at the very top here, where we said these are, there's eight that said they're high agent service level, but still a few that weren't. Five firms that maybe leaned towards high service level and one more in the middle. But now after that first one, you can see it kind of breaks down from there. And this is where I wrote in my signature here, not all brokerages are created equal. This is 13 firms that we know very well. I would have thought that you could barely tell the difference between these firms on the surface. And then under the surface, we look at this and they are all wildly different across the board and different appetites for innovation, different lead generation strategies, digital adoption, so on and so forth. And so I think this picture right here is worth 1,000 words. And or 10,000 words maybe. And you know, Derek, just what did you see when you this hit you and it's like, wow, there's a lot going on here?
Yeah, this was fun for me when we started looking at it. It looks like a rainbow, right? Everybody is whatever flavor of business model you want to have, it's all here. And this is just, you know, how many did you say, what, 12 or 13? 13. Yeah. What really interested me, and I think we'll find this a lot, just like a key takeaway for me, was on technology adoption and change and innovation. The number of brokerages that felt that they were really interested in lots of change and innovation, and then the ones that were early adopters, which was fun, but you can see how that they kind of are opposite mirrors of each other, or mirrors of each other, where people who really want to be early adopters have to have a high level of acceptance for change. But we, every once in a while, we'll run across a brokerage that was very frustrated with the adoption of technology and felt that they were, you know, high innovations and change. They actually found out they have a low appetite for change. And that was causing a cultural problem because they were trying to be early adopters. And that was creating a lot of problems with their agent base. And that was only discovered in some of the, you know, by this process that we went through, and they changed a few things and were able to service their agents at a much higher level because they understood them better.
Now, there's two ways to do this exercise with T360. One is, of course, you can hire us to do a technology audit. This is part of our audit, is the brokerage profile, figuring out who you are, because we're not going to make any recommendations unless we know who you are. Like, that's just kind of faux pas number one. So technology audit is the first way. And then the second way is for brokerages to join our innovation groups, T3 Marquee. We have a second group launching here, and we take them through this. This is one of the first exercises we do, getting to know each of the brokerages. They map out where they are from an appetite for innovation and all of those 10 continuums. And then lastly is we help to use that data that we just identified, and we'll actually pull a brokerage profile where we can then say, hey, this is the story that your brokerage told us using that data. And ultimately that data then becomes a very powerful opportunity for you guys to figure out who you are, how you adapt to technology, how you use technology in marketing. And then everything kind of streamlines or is spearheaded after that, so that we can use that data to figure out exactly who you want to be too, and how technology and marketing plays into that. So going through T3 Marquee, it's a program we take brokers through. You've got innovative sisters and sister companies and non-competing markets that we bring in from all different brands, shapes, and sizes. And you get to take advantage of all the benefits of T360, but also the peer crowdsourcing and idea sharing that comes as part of T3 Marquee. So fellas, thank you very much for this episode of Digital Java Jive. Brokers out there and tech companies out there, the big takeaway here is not all brokerages are created equal. Figure out who you are, what you want to be. If you're a tech company selling to a brokerage, understand them, intimately get to know them before you start pitching another per agent per month product or something along those lines. And I think we all will end up in a better place if we go through these exercises to figure out who we are as an industry.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. For sure.
Cheers.
This has been Digital Java Jive, a podcast by the technology team at T360. Empowering intelligent change in real estate brokerage technology.